Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. Now, if you're wondering about the script itself, we covered this in a previous session in terms of the sales letter and the story that you want to tell. You're not going to use every single item from the sales letter, but you're going to focus on the benefits, the big promise, and the story. The before, the during, the big aha that you discovered, and what happened after, and then, of course, the call to action. Go and grab this right now, click the button down below to get access, blah, 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 right? It's only going to be a few minutes long. And if you've already written the sales letter, the words, you can use that as the basis for the script. And you should reinforce whatever you're saying in your best performing headline or what you think is going to be your best performing headline, right? It all needs to be congruent. Headline, VSL script, main body, text script of the sales letter itself. So you record that on green screen, right? So now you've got this footage of you looking at camera with green screen. The next thing you do is you take that script and you put it into PowerPoint or slide deck thing, whatever Mac calls it, and you record yourself just doing a voiceover. So it's not, you're recording the screen of the slides and you're recording a voiceover. You're not recording the video of you. Do not try and do this simultaneously, right? Because I know what you're thinking. If you're anything like me, when I first came across this, I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the slides, I'll record the slides here, and I'll simultaneously read it out here. Okay, here we go. You cannot do it, okay? You're gonna screw up, you're gonna mistime it, you're gonna end up looking down like this, right, between the screen, and it's gonna look horrible, right? It's just not worth it. So you need to record it as two separate videos. One is talking to camera with a green screen, and the second is you recording you moving through the slides and clicking through them as you say each line. Now, when you do the slides, as you saw from this example, we've only got a few words. I'll just play a little bit more of this. Oops. Who already are. Now, if you are one of them, then this story is not for you. But if you are, so you can see there's only a few words per slide. And the reason for that is, well, there's three reasons. One, okay, the first reason there's only a few words per slide is it's easy for people to understand. Right, they can just get a little bit of information at a time. The second reason is it's so that I can keep up to speed with it. If there's too much on there, I lose track of it. I can't keep up with the pace of it. Plus, it's not changing quick enough. The slides, there's no visual movement there to keep people engaged. And the third reason is simply that it looks bigger on the screen. If you put more text, obviously it's going to be smaller. You want this to be readable, particularly because we're not making the video itself that large on the screen. We don't want it to totally dominate the page. So therefore, we need to keep to a minimal the amount of text we put on the page, but increase the font size of it, okay? Now, what I've found, and I've tried multiple things to record that part of this, what I've found is the best way to do that part is to print off the slides. Again, you can try doing it on screen, but the point is, if you try recording your screen and just reading off of the slides, because obviously there's no camera on you at this point, and you might think, oh, well, I can just read it. Nobody's looking at my eyes, not gonna see my face. I'll just click through the slides. But the point is, because there's only a few words per slide, it's mid-sentence, right? And you don't know what's gonna come up until you've clicked the slide. So what ends up happening, let's just say the sentence is, you know, I've made a ton of money online. What's going to end up happening is you'll say, I made a ton of money, click online, right? It breaks up the whole thing. There's no flow. So what I found work best is you print off the slides, or you take the script and you print it off in a Word document, right? Have a line break, so a paragraph break in between each of the sentences, and you just have it in front of you, old school, print it off, right? You simultaneously have the slide presentation in front of you, you're recording the screen, your microphone is recording, you make sure you don't rustle the paper, okay, you have somewhere just to place each sheet as you move through it, through each sheet. Only print on one side, you don't want to be hearing flapping of paper turning over, so you just take one sheet, you read it. Now the benefit of that is, old school reading on paper, you can see subliminally what's coming up. You can see the next line, so it flows beautifully. And whenever you start each next line, you just click the, ideally on your keyboard, you click the button, the down button or the next button, which moves the slide deck onto the next screen, right? So it's perfect timing. Nobody can hear the paper rustling. There's no pause as you go from slide to slide, and people can't hear the click. You don't want to do it with your mouse, okay? You want to do it with a keyboard and do it gently as you move from slide to slide. It'll take a little bit of practice, but once you've got that down, what you then have is a video of the words magically appearing with your voiceover in time, okay? Now you need to put the two videos together, right? So you get somebody, or you do it, or you outsource this, to take that green screen video and overlay it, because obviously with green screen, you can put anything in the background. You can make it a funky background, or you can just make it transparent. So it's just your floating bobblehead, and that's why we call it the bobblehead, floating somewhere on your video. I recommend bottom left, you can go top right. Now, the reason that this works so well is you maintain eye contact. So for the people that are watching the video, they cannot help but be drawn into it because you're looking at them, you're saying the words, and there's this hypnotic power of you not only saying the words, but the physical words appearing on the screen at the same time. So you get the benefit of both worlds. Now, not everybody's going to actually watch the VSL. Many people will start watching it. They'll see you, which is a great thing. They get to connect with the product vendor, and then they'll start scrolling down the page. But because you've created that script based on the sales that you've already written, it flows perfectly. So as they're reading it on the page, you are then reinforcing it with what you're saying on the video. Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even repay the favor and give you something awesome in return. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show. Okay, it works amazingly well. Okay, so that's the bobblehead. So you need to do black text on white background, that should say. Audio with slides, no controls on the video, right? Don't be tempted to put controls on the video where people can skip ahead or fast forward. You want to control the sales process. You want to control the flow of information. If you leave it up to the prospect, they're going to skip to the end. How much is this thing, right? You don't want to reveal the price until they know the value. And in order to build the value, you need them to consume what you've presented in the order that you've created it, okay? And that's why we don't put controls on there. As I've said, you want that splash image that gets them to click. Don't use YouTube. Don't do it too big. Now, something else. This is really cool. A countdown at the end. Now, I'm not going to show you this because I'd have to wait for that video to get to the end to show you. I'd have to dig out where the raw version of it is. But essentially, once you finish your script, you can add even like a 5 minute, a 3 minute to 5 minute countdown at the end of your video. And it's literally, that's all it is. It's just countdown with some ominous music, like countdown music, dum dum, dum dum, dum dum, dum dum, you know, like 3 minutes, 2:59, 2:58. And it says nothing else other than that. It's just clicking down, right? After you've said your piece, put that countdown in and it creates this natural sense of urgency. You don't reference it in the video. You don't reference it anywhere on the page. You don't put any text on there. You just have the countdown with that kind of time's running out type music. And when it reaches zero, the video ends, okay? It just creates that sense of urgency that when people watch that VSL, or even if they're not watching it and it's been scrolled up the pages as they've moved down the page, they can hear this kind of ticking noise or at least this music, and they're like, okay, it's time. I need to make a decision, okay? That works really well as well. Now, what I've explained here, I've said that this is for the front end, right? The lowest price product that you're going to offer, the front end. But you also ideally want to do this for each of the upsells. Now, I know what you're thinking. I can't be bothered to do that, Chaney. That sounds like a lot of work. It is. Do you want to make a lot more money? If you want to level up and you want to have a launch that does 2 times, 5 times, 10 times what you normally do on a launch, this is what you need to do. These are the type of things that you need to do. Typically, what will people do on a launch? They'll rehash a product. They won't do a VSL, or they'll do like a Hollywood type thing. They'll do a cheesy thing. They'll throw some one-time offers in that they've used before. There won't be videos on them at all. It'd just be talking head of them talking through the offer. They won't have those slides. They won't have the bobblehead. They won't script it. And as a result, they convert way, way less. Affiliates make less. They mail less. And you get less buyers at the end of the launch. But you're not stupid like that, are you? Because you know the whole purpose of this launch is to get you front-end buyer leads. And the better conversion you have on the front end by doing the VSL like this, and the better conversion you have on each of the OTOs, each of the one-time offers, by doing a video like this, by scripting it, doing the slides, doing the bobblehead, the more money the affiliate's going to make every time they mail. And if they make way more money than anyone else's launch out there, they'll keep promoting yours for days and days and days. Now, I will say there's an asterisk here, and that is you don't need to go the full nine yards on the one-time offers. Definitely on the front end, you want to do the full bobblehead if you can. The downgraded version, if you're short on time, or you're technically not able to do it, or you're just a wuss and you're completely wussing out on this, is just to do the voiceover on the slides. The voiceover on the slides is going to get you a good result. The voiceover slides with the bobblehead where you're reading down camera is going to get you a great result. So it's up to you. But definitely have a video on every page that you're selling something. Ideally, on the front end, you want the full bobblehead thing. On the other pages, I'll let you off, because I'm generous, I'll let you off with just doing a voiceover of the slides. But it does need to be scripted, and it needs to be done in time. And again, it needs to be linked to the sales letter that you have on those one-time offers. Now, for the one-time offers, you're not going to be doing a full-blown, you know, sales letter. And we'll come on to, the one-time offers. We'll probably touch on that again in another session. But you will need a version of a sales letter and a version of a script. You still need to explain the story behind this offer. Where did it come about? What is it? How does it work? What's the alternative if they were going to do something else? And at the end of those one-time offer pages, what you want to do is give them an alternative, right? You don't just say, the alternative is not, hey, yes, I want this, or no, I don't. It should be, yes, I want this, and this is what's going to happen to you when you buy this, right? You're going to get there quicker, you'll get five times the result. Or alternatively, no, you don't want this, and if you don't get this, you're going to stay stuck, it's going to take you 10 times longer, and you'll make 10% of the revenue, right? So you need to very graphically and very transparently give people the two paths there in the crossroads. Right. Don't just say, yes, I want this, or no, thanks. Paint the picture of what happens. What happens when you say yes? When you say yes, you're going to make 10 times the revenue. It's going to be quicker, easier. You're going to have more money in your bank account, more traffic. If you don't, you're going to see $0 paydays. You're going to remain broke. It's going to take you 10 times. Right. Paint the picture. That's the most important thing to do on those OTO pages. All right. That's it for this session. I'll see you on the next one. Hey, Chainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.